I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3026. Along with Steve the Throw Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. Montgomery! The men's room. Okay, today the random question is back. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, concerts, and baseball. We will review some men's room rules. Get ready to play Profile This.
Well, headlines, men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
The clack.
Drunk to drunk part. Here we go. Florida man arrested after filling his water gun with his own urine and shooting neighbor walking her dog. Ohio couple makes cookies for co-workers that will loosen their log. Man sues parents for $29,000 for destroying his porn collection. Walmart shopper does karate to cops while son strips naked and dog runs off with cornbread in different direction. That all happened. And the world's most dangerous bird kills Florida man. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, as Miles said, a man in Indiana, he was living at his parents' house following a divorce. Well, eventually he got his own place, but like many of us, he left a lot of the boxes with his parents. Eventually, he went back to grab them, and now he's suing his parents because he threw out his 12 boxes of pornography. Then there's a family in Wisconsin who they actually work together. In this case, a mother, son, and dog all went to Walmart together. First, the dog, and I'm not making this up, grabbed a box of Jiffy corn muffin mix in its mouth and fled the store. When the mother was kicked out of the store, she started displaying her karate skills in the parking lot in front of the police. Meanwhile, her son was still inside. So what did he do? You guessed it. He kept a low profile and stripped naked and exposed himself to the other customers. Now, we don't know if this was planned that way or not, but that is how it played out. Because family can be a strange thing, even when your family's good. Think about this. For example, you are either a genuinely good person or a cannibal when you adopt 7 kids at once, especially when you already have 10 kids of your own. A couple in Kansas did that. They're nice, but they're crazy. But these stories led us to many, many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And this is how it works. You call us. We will ask you a question at complete random. And after you answer the question, we'll share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Hey, Pro Big Show, the random question. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hold my toes and away we go. Welcome to show number 3026. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as the Big Show. Your guess is as good as mine. The category's coming up. It'll be the most expensive places in the United States to go see a concert. So if you've ever been to a different city, wanted to go to a show, these are the places that it's going to cost you more money per dollar than any other place to see a concert in the United States of America. Then we have the most valuable teams in baseball. So the categories coming up on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine will be concerts and baseball. We will review some Men's Room rules. Keep in mind all the rules that you've helped create throughout the years at mensroomlive.com. We will put some into law coming up right before we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round of profile. This coming up as well. And today is the day we do our random question. 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Hello, Scott.
Random,
welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Scott, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I'm good, man. Thank you for calling the show. Random question, Dave. Okay, let's see here. Scott, how old are you?
I am 31 this year.
You're 31 years old. Okay, let's go with this one. When is the last time, this might be a hard question, when is the last time that you watched pornography when someone else was present? When's the last time that you watched pornography when someone else was present?
All right. So, not counting significant other or...
Counting significant other. Counts.
All right. What? Couple years? I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, look.
We don't really watch porn together. I mean, we just have sex. And
I understand that. That's why I said it's going to be a difficult question, because I thought to myself, hey, when is the last time that I watched pornography with someone else?
And you don't have to defend it like, well, you know, we just have sex. No, that's great.
Yeah, I'm sure that people...
The last time that I watched pornography in the same room with someone would be when I was getting out of the Army. I had my roommate with me. And it's stereotypical guy stuff, you know. It's just a bunch of guys. I could say it. I just did. Anyway. You know,
yeah, but I get it.
We get it.
We just put it on there.
Right. And well, that's honestly what I was thinking about when I thought to myself, when is the first time... Or the last time that I watched pornography with somebody else, and it has to be when I was probably 21, 22 years old.
Same thing.
We had it on in the living room at some house, just sat there, and it was like three or four guys, like, oh, look at this.
For us, it was easy. We didn't have there were five of us that lived together. We didn't have a VCR. Mm-hmm. I was working at Chi-Chi's. Sadly, this is a true story. I was working at Chi-Chi's at the time as a dishwasher. And the bar to Chi-Chi's, a little bit separate from the restaurant, but I knew that they had a VCR at the bar. You couldn't record. It was just play, rewind, stop, right? That's it. But they had a VCR because new employees had to watch one of those training videos on VHS tape in the bar before we opened. Mm-hmm. And that's when it occurred to me, oh, crap, we have a VCR. So we hadn't hired anyone new in a while, so I called my buddy Tony, who was one of my roommates, and I said, listen, this is the plan. We want a VCR, everybody's broke, and let's face it, we're going to spend our money on drugs, booze, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to steal the VCR from Chi-Chi's. God, it's so horrible now. But I'm going to steal the VCR from Chi-Chi's.
I think they're bankrupt anyway. They're not around anymore.
It doesn't matter. No, I'm just looking back. Like, if my kids told me that they did this, I'd be pissed, right? But I stole the VCR, I put it in the trash bag, then I put the trash bag next to the dumpster. And I told him maybe like noon, 1 o'clock, whatever. He shows up, I walk out the back where I normally take the trash as a dishwasher. We grab the VCR. We put it in the back of his, Chevy, I think it was a Chevette. Either way, he drives the thing home. By the time I get home, it's all set up. Well, now word has gotten out to our roommates, hey, man, we have a VCR. So everybody came home with something, and every single dude brought porn.
Sweet.
And we all sat down, and he's right. It's not like you're doing anything, but you were just happy
right. To
be able to see porn. But my buddy Leon, is it Down on the Farm? Is that the one?
Oh, my God, the bestiality?
Okay, my buddy Leon, he says, all right, he has this big grin on his face, all right? And everyone's just watching porn, like normal porn. And he comes in, we don't know what it is. We put this thing on, and we're like, oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that was wow. It's not okay.
Well, and it was a different time because you couldn't see it all the time.
Right.
Now everybody can just look up porn on their phone, computer, blah, blah, blah. Like, you could see porn all the time.
It was a social celebration. I mean, honest to God, like we got together to watch porn because we had to be sure.
I've never been with anybody who enjoyed watching pornography during the act.
Yeah, I have not either.
So no, for me, I'm so shocked the fact that someone wants to have sex with me in the first place. You know what I mean? I'm real fine with whoever's with me. You know what I'm saying?
Like you wouldn't care what they said.
Right, exactly.
I want to have my stuffed animals.
Yeah,
watch.
Whatever.
Like, all right.
Yeah, sure.
I care. It's not bad. Sometimes it sets the mood.
Of course it does. Right. I would hope so.
Yeah.
So the reason we asked, when did you watch porn with someone else? A hospital in China has reportedly played pornography in its waiting lounge by accident in front of adults and children. As horrified patients fled from their rooms after seeing erotic footage appearing on the TV screen while waiting to see their dentist, according to news reports. Police have been called, believe it or not, to investigate the case. The incident took place at the dental department in a hospital. The news site released a video filmed by a female eyewitness who can be heard saying, I'm in the hospital. What are they playing in broad daylight? It is way too much. The hospital has 40 departments and nearly 1,000 employees. The spokesperson said officers checked the relevant equipment, including the TV set and Wi-Fi devices, but were yet to find the culprit. As porn, by the way, is illegal in China.
Oh, really?
Authorities have been ramping up controls on online content and everything else.
Huh.
Yeah.
A couple comments came in. It says, my husband and I were in our mid-40s. We watch porn together all the time. Someone says, watching porn with 60 other Marines before porting in Thailand. We called it training films.
Training films. Oh, my God.
Boys fired up.
Random, all right. Random, let's do this. Random. Hello, random, Cameron. Welcome random, to the men's room. Random.
Hey, what's up?
Hola.
What's up with you, Cameron?
I'm just working.
Okay.
Got a little extended break now, I guess.
Now, I have to say, is that a planned extended break, or is this going to be a good enough excuse for your boss?
I just hope he don't find out.
All right, okay. Let's go with this one, Kevin.
I like the spirit.
What name, nickname, or whatever did you call someone, or what did someone call you? It could be positive. Most of the time when someone calls your name, it's negative.
Right.
Well, damn. When I was younger, people used to say I was Roman because my nose is so big that it roams all over my face.
All right. Wow. See, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, I like that. See, my nose was big, and a guy that I went to school with and grew up with called me D-Nose, but he didn't use Z, was the full D.
Well, to be fair, it's not because your nose is so big. It's because it looks like a D.
That's exactly right.
One. So and when you say your nose is big, like my nose would be the reverse of Miles's. So mine goes east-west. Miles is like an IMAX 3D. Miles is coming at you.
Yeah, my glasses don't slip.
And I can smell under my eyelids. So is yours like the full thing where it's sticking out and it's wide?
Like mine would be prime for like a children's like pop-up book.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone comment on it now?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, is it big like Adrian Brody big? Like, I can't get past his nose. Do you know who Adrian Brody is?
I actually don't.
Do yourself a favor. Cameron, Google Adrian Brody. He's an actor. Mm-hmm. You'll probably recognize him. He has the biggest freaking nose I've ever seen in my life.
Cameron, let me ask you a personal question. Since you have a big nose, you have a big penis.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Well, that's a lie.
Yeah, 100%. You can say all the big, you can say all you want about the big foot,
Don't try it. Come on.
It might have skipped me, but I mean, guys with big noses, huge penises. Very well known.
You think Jay-Z's telling me out?
Ask the ladies. Ladies, go ahead and give us your comment there. I guarantee if you've been with a big nose guy, he was doing better off. If it sticks far off your body, you know what I mean? Like,
does that include skin tags?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you think Jay-Z told Beyonce, my penis is real wide?
Yeah.
It's big, but sideways, like a tuna can.
Reason I asked, what did you call someone? Roman. Okay. When a London resident saw her ex-husband in the United Arab Emirates that he was getting married, she fired off a few insults on Facebook. I hope you go under the ground, you idiot, was one per the BBC.
Ooh,
idiot.
Spicy.
You left me for this horse, was another. Now, that was back in 2016. Flash forward to this year. After her ex died of a heart attack, this woman, who was the ex, flew to Dubai with her 14-year-old daughter for the funeral. While there, she was promptly arrested for the insults under their cybercrime laws. Her daughter was allowed to fly home, but authorities seized her and her passport while the case is progressing. So you can't call someone horseface in the United Arab Emirates.
Do you think John Elway is going
to
move there?
She faces up to 2 years in prison and fines of $70,000. Her ex's widow, meanwhile, has little sympathy. She says that the woman had written numerous nasty emails to her husband after their divorce, disparaging both him and her. If she is innocent, she will go free. But if not, she has to pay. She needs to stop this.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of nicknames that people have, one
we
guy...
We already have so many people in jail, but if you had that law in the States...
Oh, my God. Gracious. As soon as you take to Twitter, you'd be in jail. I was called Rock C, rhymes with rock. Why? Because of a kidney stone.
That hurts.
Yeah. Someone else says, Adrian Brody's name, it's actually pretty small. Are you insane? Says, I have a big nose. Oh, see, but they gave it their own nickname.
What's that?
Oh.
See, that's what you
call it. All right, well, maybe so. Depends on how you use it.
And then, horse. I'm 56, and still, when I see someone from high school, they'll say, hey, horse, it's been a bad nickname to have. It has not been a bad nickname.
No, I wouldn't think so. Horse, pretty cool. Random question, 844-999-HOLA.
Random, random.
Hello,
random,
Alec. Random, welcome random, to the men's room. Random.
Liquor and horse.
Liquor and horse.
All right, Alec.
How's it going, guys?
We're doing great.
Before you start, I want to give a quick shout out to my band, Brandon Paul and the Silver Bullet.
What's your favorite cover to play?
My favorite cover to play is probably Much Too Young. We're a country rock band.
All right.
Much Too Young. What is the subject matter of Much Too Young?
It just feels like he's getting too damn old. He's got a little bit in him.
All right.
Okay. All right. Much better than what I was thinking. Yeah.
All right, let's go with this one. In your lifetime, did you ever have a pet that could do something that was pretty impressive?
That's actually pretty funny. When a military family, when I was living in Guam, our dog Jazz would play tag with us. But so you'd literally tap her on the back and she'd go up and tag someone else. But when it would come to this local kid, Jimmy, he loved to bite him on the ass instead of tagging him. She'd go for that kid and bite him right in his ass.
Why? What was wrong with what do you think it was? What it was about Jimmy?
It's obvious. He had a great tasting ass.
I know, but there's just something about certain people.
Yeah.
And I know, and it's just
my brother.
Like, the dog knows.
My dog's attack.
You know, like those, like all of like in the movies, wherever there's that like that bully looking kid. He has like the spiked up hair and everything.
Was that Jimmy?
That was him.
Okay, that's why. That is why.
It sounds like you're talking about Kevin McAllister's brother.
Yeah, basically, that's what I'm picturing. How long did you live in Guam?
I was there for 3 years. In between there, we were in Australia for a little bit, Japan for a little bit.
All right, which of those was the best place to be?
Oh, dude, Australia.
All right. Now, well, you were in, I believe it. I do. My biggest apprehension with Australia is anything that is indigenous to that place that's not people. Like, did you ever stumble across any of those giant spiders, any other weird venomous whatever the hell?
Well, see, no, not like any of the snakes or spiders or anything like that, but when we did have the Great Barrier Reef, there were some big freaking sharks and some, like, you'd see eels and just creepy-looking stuff under the water, man.
Were you, since you were with a military family, were you on the West Coast? Were you in Perth, or were you stationed on the East Coast of the country?
Born in Virginia, and then Mom was transferred to Bangor, and then we were in Bangor for a little bit, then we went on our little world excursion and then back to Bremerton.
But boy, that's like Dorothy going back to Kansas in black and white, brother.
All I mean, that culture.
Like, wow. By the way, Perth, yeah. Little known fact, Shannon Sharp believes the name of that city is Perth. Most people
thought it was Perth.
Yeah, Perth.
Reason we asked, what did your pet do that was impressive? We just had the story maybe a couple weeks ago about the dog that scaled the mountain near Everest.
Yeah.
Which I believe was like 23,000 feet. Well, now a dog named Cactus... I impressed the running world this week after he completed not a marathon, an ultra marathon.
How long? What is that?
100 miles?
140.
What?
Not only that, but this ultra marathon.
That's the stupid marathon.
Was in the Sahara Desert.
Oh.
The dog found himself amongst the runners during the second leg of the marathon on Monday, decided to join him for the journey. The event is known as a grueling ultramarathon, pitting runners against the elements as they race more than 140 miles across the desert. According to the New York Times, Cactus was welcomed by those in the race. He slept with the runners and event organizers in tents that they set up along the route.
Now, wait a minute. When they say he slept with the runners, they mean it different than if I said a person?
I guess, well, they
if
they
I said, oh, together. Miles slept with a bunch of runners, we would assume you had sex with
him. They fed him, gave him food and water. They even got him checked on by the medical professionals to make sure that he didn't get blisters on his paws and everything else that they do with the ultramarathon runners. Cactus' shining moment, however, came during Wednesday's 47.4-mile stage. He completed it in just 11 hours and 15 minutes, which, according to the Times, placed him an impressive 76 compared to the 800 human competitors in the race. Again, the dog was in 76th place. Other racers were in awe of Cactus's endurance. That dog was a beast. He ran right past me and I couldn't keep up. according to Theo Halsipal. I kept following his footprints. I figured he knew where the hard sand was. As word of Cactus's run spread, the owner of a cafe where the dog usually calls home commented on the Facebook post that this was not out of the ordinary and that she would pick him up when he was done with the race, but encouraged them to let him finish because he apparently loves to run. I'm the owner. I was told he'd left the camp. If I can pick him up, I will do it. But I also know he's having the greatest time, so please let me know where he is now and where you're headed tomorrow. I miss him, but he's having a good time. He is a nomad dog and often travels 40 kilometers a day around the area there just for fun. So just please look after him and get him home.
Don't take me back!
Eventually, Cactus was made something of an honorary entrant into the race. He received a medal after crossing the finish line. An ultramarathon in the Sahara Desert.
That is impressive.
Yeah, well, they mentioned, like, he kept running around camp. It's like, yeah, but he's still a dog.
Well, yeah.
But even, right, like, I'm sure he's tired, but, like, that's just what dogs do.
And he runs 40 kilometers a day just around the area.
Just for something to do. All right, Forrest Gump the dog.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Miles, you brought up the big nose equals big penis.
Yeah.
Which I believe you're just trying to put out there.
I'm not.
Because you have a big nose.
Yeah.
I'll read you some of the comments. Yeah. It says,
people know.
Large feet and noses usually equate to a larger than standard member, from my experience. That comes from one person. It says, I have a big nose and very wide feet and penis size average. Someone else says, let's see. I have a semi-large nose, larger than most people's, and a similarly large penis. It's not giant, but definitely bigger than the normal 6.75 inches. And then finally this one. Big nose equals big nose.
Big nose is a big nose.
Oh, wow.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Yeah, but again, all right, one of those came from someone who does not have a big nose.
Okay.
Someone who just said, hey, right. In my experience, yeah. Everyone
I'm
else.
I'm telling
it's
you.
Like, look, there is the stereotype that black guys have bigger penises than white guys.
Mm-hmm.
And any white dude that asks me, I'm going to tell him it's true. Now, no, I'm going to take that to my grave. Whether it is or not, maybe we will never know. But if you believe that, I'm going to let you believe it.
I went to school with this guy named Dave Watson. He was the only guy besides me that had just a huge nose. His nose was impressive. I mean, it was an impressive nose.
You think he has a huge crank?
He also weighed about 130 pounds,
right?
I mean, but he was all muscle, and he just had this huge nose. So I played football with him, basketball with him, baseball with him, and all that stuff. His nickname was the Worm. I mean, it was almost like if Dave was in the shower, you wanted to wait for him to leave. So if you went in there, you didn't feel so bad about yourself because you didn't want to have to look over and go, oh, that's great. You know what I mean?
But then why did they call him the Worm?
Because of the size of his penis.
Same reason you call people tiny. And
all right,
you know
yeah,
damn
it seems like
well.
You should have a cooler nickname than the Worm.
Do you think that's why Pinocchio lied? Because if it's about the, like, hey, man, I got a date later.
Yeah, right.
More of the Iran question coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, your guess is as good as mine in categories, concerts, and baseballs. In the meantime, it's a random question. 844-999. Ola, here come a few comments.
Yeah, we brought up the penis size thing. You mentioned, Miles, you have a big nose. You say it correlates to a big penis, et cetera.
It absolutely does.
And, of course, you're going to promote that. Mm-hmm. Just like me being a black guy, like, yeah, of course we have a bigger penis. Sure. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're disappointed, it's because you've been a big white man. But that said, now everyone is pushing every possible scenario for why you may or may not have a
big penis. Okay.
So someone says, what about the correlation between tongue length and penis size? Real quick, has anyone even heard that?
No.
Yeah, I've never. So I'm just going to guess this dude has a really long tongue.
Well, who do we know that has the most long tongue famously?
Gene Simmons.
Right, who has a small penis.
Tiny penis. Mm-hmm. That was good. I could not believe he voluntarily put on a sex tape.
You couldn't even see it in the video.
I'm like, dude, what did they pixelate it? Oh, that's it, huh? Someone else says, your penis size, according to them, your penis size is the same distance as the tip of your thumb to your pinky, like when you do the hang loose sign.
The tip of your thumb? What do you mean?
All right, so do the hang loose. Like, hang loose. There you go. Spread it out.
Well, I mean, okay.
I'm just saying what has come up. This guy says, my wife says wide hands is a good sign of a big penis. You don't want any more follow-up questions with that with your wife. All right? That's on. You might have wide hands, but if she can corroborate that, just
what
stop
other, what other
questions.
Clues are there out there?
And someone else says, skinny guys always have the big junk. Now, I like this one. Just follow me. Listen to this whole thing. It says, skinny guys always have the big junk. This is based on my experience. And I'm a slut.
All right.
So
well,
you know what? I'm going to trust him.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, it's just like, hey, man, I'm out there.
Or him.
Random, or him. Either
random,
way.
Random.
Hello, Johnny.
Random,
welcome random, to the men's room.
Random.
Hola, Victoria.
Hola, Johnny. Random. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. Johnny, let's go with this one. How does or how has your family embarrassed you?
When I go out to restaurants a lot with my family, my dad gets super intoxicated and blabbers a lot of obnoxious stuff to waiters and waitresses. And
I mean, is this like you're going like an Olive Garden? Like you just go to a normal family restaurant and he'll still just get hammered and do this stuff?
Oh yeah, he has to have a few drinks before he goes out.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And
so he's already feeling nice, and then he orders doubles when he's there. So
all right. And does your mom say anything to him, or does she just kind of expect this?
She expects it.
Is it more of a flirty thing, or is it just completely inappropriate?
It's completely inappropriate.
Can you remember anything that he has said to someone working at a restaurant off the top of your head?
No, I can't. I mean,
it's probably just all one jumble.
Yeah.
You're saying this is almost a guarantee to happen. Like, when's the last time you've gone to a restaurant with them?
Probably about a month ago.
All right, I'm assuming they're paying for dinner, so you're going.
Sure. Was it the same scenario a month ago?
You know what? He actually did a lot better a month ago. I don't know if it's because my mom talked him into it before he started drinking, so
okay.
He got the idea. But yeah, the last time we went, it was actually an okay.
All right, well, that's good. I'm glad it's getting better. But you were waiting for it the whole time, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, I was sitting there just, you know, so nervous that I've walked out of restaurants, you know.
Okay, well, hey, look, man, we all have people that we know in our lives that can cause a scene. And
well, anyone can. It's if they will.
And well, you know what?
Right. I mean, anyone could.
There's time bombs out there. I mean, I know people that I have a difficult time, not really wanting to go to dinner with because I know they're going to be difficult.
I can already guess who it is.
They're going to be difficult either about the situation. It's going to be about the restaurant. It's going to be something that's inappropriate.
As an example, if someone has this person perhaps pooped on a neighbor's house.
Could have been. but there's people in my family as well who, you know what I mean, who...
Could have been.
They're just embarrassed. Like, they can embarrass me pretty easily, you know, on all different levels. And sure. I'm sure I could do the same thing with them by doing something as dumb as ordering a second beer. Oh, my house had two beers.
That's right.
No kidding. You know what I mean? I might have four now. Boy, you like to drink them beers, don't you? Yeah, damn straight I do. Did you get a shot? Shut up, Grandma.
Hey, Meemaw.
Yeah, Meemaw. Why don't you shut your fat lip?
Why don't you suck on some Yukon Jack and shut your face hole?
If you could cook, we wouldn't be sitting in this restaurant. Why don't you think about that? Chew on that, Grandma. Oh, I forgot you on tea.
Oh. Dude, at least they're drinking. Right. My dad hasn't drank in years, it's still terribly embarrassing to be with.
My grandma's
See,
great.
Isn't that almost worse, though, where you're like, look, at least if someone's drinking, you can say, all right, look. It's not great, but they're drunk, and that's why it happened, as opposed to, no, there's nothing wrong with this person. They're just being an a-hole.
Yeah, my dad was talking to somebody at a restaurant once, and I just told him, I said, hey, look, you're my dad, but if that guy beat your ass, the way you're talking to his girl, like, you can't ask that.
Oh, no. Oh. What kind of stuff is he? It's a couple clearly together.
Correct.
And he said something to them while they were eating?
Yeah, he just like saunters over as they're waiting at the bar before they go in and just opens up with like something and then like, well, that's not your wife, is it? What the hell are you doing? Like, And the guy did not care that he was like 70. The guy was just pissed. I didn't blame him. Yeah. Wow. Literally, I told him we were going to sit at the table. I said, hey, man, you're on your own.
Like, the reason we,
I don't care.
The reason we asked that is your family embarrassed you. Chaos descended on a Wisconsin Walmart store after a karate performing mother, her naked son, and their belligerent dog shoplifted and ran amok in the store. According to the Post, the officers responded to a call of a woman, Lisa Smith, her dog, Bo, and the woman's son, 26-year-old Benny Van, causing chaos in the store. Police learned that Smith came into the shop with Bo unleashed, with the dog immediately running off toward customers while the woman was pulling apart displays in the store and placing them in her cart. After being asked to leave, the woman began showing off her karate moves in the parking lot to fend off police officers. The dog tried to flee the crime scene, albeit unsuccessfully, with a box of Jiffy cornbread muffin mix in his mouth. After a brief fight with the officers, Smith was arrested. At a last-ditch attempt, she tried to kick him out of the police car. Meanwhile, her son decided to strip naked inside the Walmart and started exposing himself to other customers in the store. They were both arrested.
Wow.
More of the random question coming up. 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.